Okay, we're back with Heather Borman, and I really want to start going into the real big deal. I think is a real problem with some of the military stuff right now is the harassment of these soldiers as the second deployment start, and they say, hey, wait a minute, no, we've done it already, it's not my turn, I don't want to go, I just got back. And Chris Gorman is basically filed for religious purposes, and I'll let Heather go into it, but he really believes religiously that he doesn't want to be a part of this. And now, when he started this with the CO stuff is when the big harassment really started, is that correct?
Correct. Once he turned in his CO packet, he was given extra duties, he was forced to work on Wednesday nights and Sundays when we are supposed to be attending church. When he would leave early after all of his work was done, he'd be called in 3 or 4 times right after he was supposed to be let off to come back in. He'd get there, no one would be there, he didn't know what he was there for. He'd come back home, change, start playing with the kids. They'd call him and say, you need to get in here, and they did that all the time, all the time. Then Lieutenant Selke pulled him aside one day and told my husband that because my husband's a Christian, he should be the one to die over in Iraq and not anybody else, because everyone else is going to hell. And that bothered me because...
That's very, very troubling. I mean, that's just, I just can't believe that it would be said. If you need a minute, I can stop right now.
It's okay. It's just that my husband takes his godly duties as a husband and father very seriously. And, I mean, he wasn't a Christian all the time. He changed his life to better himself, to get on the right path, because he was not headed down the right path. And he did what he could to be with us, to spend time. I mean, it says in Deuteronomy that a father is supposed to be teaching his children, and he's supposed to be the leader of a family, and the military is not allowing that at all. And after that was said, needless to say, I was a little shocked. Anyway, it has progressed from there. I mean, just the added duties, and since being deployed, I mean, they shut down the phone, they shut down the internet, they refused to allow him to see IG, they denied his right over and over and over again. And by the way, it is a right for a soldier, if he requests to go speak with IG or file a complaint, it is within a soldier's right to do so. They denied him that right 3 or 4 times. Along with that, they refused to allow him to see legal for a couple weeks at least, and when he was finally able to speak with someone at legal, they told him that they weren't there to help him, that they were there to help the Army. So needless to say, my husband hasn't exactly had a lot of people to help him out there, so I've been doing what I can back here. Then on top of that, he requested to go on leave. Everyone else has been on mid-tour leave, and they denied him that right over and over again. They said the first reason why they denied his leave was because the slots were filled up and the earliest he could come home would be in September. Then they said, well, we're afraid you're going to go AWOL. Then they said, well, it's just not right because if your CO packet goes through, then you'll have to go home, come back, and go home, and you're going to take someone else's seat. So it's been excuse after excuse after excuse of why he's not allowed to come home on mid-tour leave. He put in a request for personal leave because he has 30-some days saved up, and he said, well, instead of using my personal leave or my mid-tour leave, I'll take personal days then. They refused that. They said, you know, this is getting ridiculous. You know, you're not going home. It's pretty selfish of you to even want to even go home. And, I mean, it was just stuff like that. Then it's been the pressure of him to stop the process of the CO packet. And then it was getting out of case about all the congressionals that were coming their way. And, I mean, it's been nonstop.
And in the mid, now you've gone to Senator Cornyn from Texas, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. I actually contacted Senator Dayton's office in Minnesota because we're from Minnesota, and the gentleman that deals with military up there put us through to Senator Cornyn, and they contacted with me within 5 minutes. They contacted me. And I told them what was going on, and they started a congressional, and we've been emailing them, Senator Cornyn in his office, all the information, any updates, the harassment, the requests. And we got by email, Senator Cornyn's office sent us an email from the Army stating why Chris wasn't getting leave, and it was the same thing. We've been told that this packet is at the Pentagon, and we don't want to allow Gorman to go home if his packet's going to go through and he's going to go home anyway. So they are refusing his leave. And then Chris was pulled into the office 2 days ago, and he was told that he's no longer allowed to recognize the Sabbath day, even though he's been doing that now for the last 3 months, and it was never an issue. And they said, you need to stop playing these games, work comes first, and Chris said, no, it doesn't, and it won't, and I'm not coming in on Sunday. They said, if you do not show up on Sunday, you will be charged with dereliction of duty, and you will be given Article 15. And Chris proceeded to say, well, you do what you need to do, but I'm not going to be here Sunday.
I'm really going to get into this. That is actually... What you're saying is they are religiously persecuting him, a self-announced Christian, and his beliefs have been stated very firmly legally on the status paperwork, I'm sure. I mean, it's gone.
Yes, it is.
And they are now telling him he cannot recognize the Sabbath day now. As I remember from the beginning of the war, Bush said we were going to invade Iraq with God on the side of our soldiers. God would keep our soldiers safe. God would protect us. Pray for our soldiers. You hear this all the time. Pray for our soldiers. God bless our soldiers. Well, I am getting a little editorialized in here, and I'm getting a little irate because this is something that I'm calling this Thought Bomb Radio for a reason. You know, I could do this real light and just put the facts in, but this is very clear that Chris Gorman is one person of who knows how many. They don't want it known, and legally everything they're doing is, well, they're violating the codes. They have their own codes in there. This is just my personal statement on this. I've looked into this, and his wife is confirming this, that he is being told to drop it on a religious background as it's been filed. I have no other way to say it, but flat-out religious persecution, and this puts a shocking, and it's just so, it's so agonizing to know we're preaching God on one side, and then when a soldier stands up for his beliefs, he's being just harassed, intimidated. It drives me to the point of I just want to yell at somebody. I'm sorry. I'll stop and let Heather go into this, because...
No, that's okay. I feel the same way. What's maddening here is that his partner that had all these things worked out, the NCO that he worked with, they had an agreement, and it had been working for them, and he's going on leave. He leaves Saturday for 2 weeks. And... you know, Chris made it very clear, and he said, you know, I hope they know I'm not coming in Sunday, whether you're here or not. I mean, I haven't come in on Sundays, you know, for the last couple of months. I'm not going to change it now just because you're not going to be here. And Chris, made it very clear to, you know, the commanders and whoever pulled him aside. And, I mean, they're basically accusing him of playing games. And what makes me angry about it is that on top of, which is clear, persecution of Christians, because that's what my husband is, it is a known fact that even chaplains are no longer allowed to even mention the word God or Jesus Christ in their sermons. And there's, what, a the chaplain that is suing the government now because he is supposed to be a man of God, and they aren't even allowing him to even talk about God. And I'm sick of it. I mean, I'm beyond sick of it because, I don't know. It's just not right. It's unacceptable. These soldiers were over there supposedly protecting our freedoms of religion, freedoms of speech, freedoms of expression, and, you know, my husband's getting extra duties because I'm voicing my own opinion on the military, which, by the way, actually isn't too far off. The military is screwed up. You know, my husband is clearly a Christian in the sense also is that he is changing lives for some of the soldiers over there that are just curious about why my husband is doing what he's doing. And they see him as a respectable person. And a couple of them have even tried to defend him to commanders who, you know, think he's nothing but a loser, think he's a coward because he believes in God. There's a soldier there that he's on numerous medications. He has an anger problem. And my husband has offered to pray with him and has prayed for him to try to help him along the way. He wasn't even supposed to go. And my husband walked in to his room and saw his whole top bunk was full of medications. And on top of him, you know, having anger issues, which has been brought up numerous times, they give him a gun. And I'm thinking, you know, here's a guy that is on all these medications. He has had lapses in memory. My husband has had to call him out as well as the MCO saying, no, sir, this is incorrect, or all you have to do is this, or don't you remember this? And the guy has no idea. And this guy is given a gun, and that frightens me because who's to say that he won't kill somebody or kill himself? The whole thing is just—it's completely screwed up.
All right. I want to take a little break, real quick, for a station pause here. I want to get back into this. We're not gonna stop. I'm just gonna stop the tape for a minute.